Throughout the centuries, artists have tried to depict this very parable of the Good Samaritan in many ways. It's left a lasting impression upon them and upon those who have seen their art, so much so that this scene is so popular that we ourselves, within this very parish, have one of our stained glass windows dedicated to this parable. It's the one in the very back corner. And in that very stained glass window, we see the victim of the robber hunched over, lying down upon the ground. The priest and the Levite have passed and are in the distance. And there approaches the Good Samaritan. Now the thing is that when we look upon this window or any part of the art, or even hear the parable, the very beginning, we should be calling to mind that we're the one who has been robbed. That we're the one left for half dead. That when I look upon that window, I try to picture myself, the one who is kind of hunched over on the ground lying, and it is the Good Samaritan approaching me. Because the Good Samaritan is Jesus. He is the one approaching us. He is the one coming to us to heal us. Because as we hear at the very beginning of the gospel, when the scholar of the law simply replied to Jesus' question, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your strength, and with all your mind." That very answer that is found in the law is there because that's the way God has loved us. God has loved us with all of his mind. Whenever we look upon the crucifix, we see that very mind loving us in the way of he was willing to take upon a crown of thorns to be pierced into his skull. He loved us with all of his heart, that a spear ripped right into it. He loved us with all of his strength as he carried that very cross, as he struggled for every breath. He loved us with all of his being, to where he handed over the Spirit to the Father and gave every last ounce of blood for you and me. And my brothers and sisters, then, as I look upon that very stained glass window, as I see me lying there crouched down and Christ is the one approaching, ready to touch me, there is at first a little bit of fear and trepidation, because I'm sitting there thinking, is someone else going to hurt me again? Is someone else going to cause harm? But then I look at that very hand that is reaching out to me, and it is a hand that has been pierced by nails, that is simply wanting to touch my wounds, to touch them so that the precious blood that flows from that very wound in his hand may start to enter in to heal my wounds. The parable speaks that the Good Samaritan poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. Christ, the Good Samaritan, doesn't use oil and wine. He uses his own precious blood to simply enter into our wounds and to let that be the healing salve. He offers himself as if to say, "My heart, my mind, all of my strength, all of my spirit, all of my entire being, I give to you to bring about your healing. I come and I approach you so that you may know my love, my compassion. Let me lift you up." As I lifted you up upon the cross, I took your place. So let me care for you. Feeling that healing touch and allowing him to bandage me with his grace, he brings me to the inn to care for me and offers these two small coins as a way of saying, this is my grace for you. This is the way I'm going to care for you. I am not abandoning you, for I leave you with the innkeeper. The innkeeper is the Holy Spirit who is watching over us, caring for us in our very journey to God. Christ hasn't left us. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us those two coins of his grace through baptism, through confirmation, the healing and the sacrament of confession, and most importantly, the Eucharist and any of the other sacraments. Always seeking to be the Good Samaritan for you and me, to come to us in our time of need to heal us. Because as the first reading says, God isn't far away. He's right there in our hearts, ready to bring about his healing grace. My brothers and sisters, when I'm able then to see God approaching me as the Good Samaritan, healing my heart, my soul, because of my own sinfulness, it is then I am filled with such love, such gratitude towards God, that when Jesus says at the end of the gospel, go and do likewise. I who have been touched and healed by the Good Samaritan now want to imitate the one who has healed and touched me. I want to go and treat my neighbor as myself. That as God has loved me with all his heart, his mind, his soul, his being, I want to love God in the same way. And if God is loving each person that way, I too should be loving each person that way. To love my neighbor as myself, or better yet, to love my neighbor as God loves them. That's my spouse, my children, my friends, my coworkers, but also the unborn, the immigrant, the marginalized, the homebound and the hospitalized. To be able to see every person and to love them as God sees them. He doesn't see a person as an immigrant. He doesn't see a person as unborn. Doesn't see a person marginalized off the side of the road. He sees them as his beloved daughter, his precious son, and loves them that way. Because he's the Good Samaritan to each and every single person, seeking to bring about healing, seeking to bring about his grace. And when we have experienced that and have a grateful heart for the way God has treated us with such compassion and mercy, so too should we go and do likewise. To have that compassion, that mercy to every single person, no matter who they are or where they come from or their very age, they are all, like ourselves, children of God. And so may we, who come to this very altar to receive Jesus, the Good Samaritan, to be healed of our own wounds, to be restored in his grace, seek to go and do likewise, to love God who has loved us, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. as God has loved us. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.